The Texas disciplinary rules of professional conduct, we're looking at the conflict of interest within the client-lawyer relationship, non-client relationships, and what we do as an advocate. And so what exactly is a conflict of interest? Well, Black's Law Dictionary defines it as a real or seeming incompatibility between one's private interests and one's public or fiduciary duties. Translation for us, a real or seeming incompatibility between the interests of two of a lawyer's clients, such that the lawyer is disqualified from representing both clients if the dual representation adversely affects either client or if the clients do not consent. So guess what? You might be representing two clients that don't like each other, and they know that you are their common lawyer. And so you would have to evaluate whether or not it is beneficial for you, your firm, or your association to continue or even begin certain relationships with certain clients. The different roles of an attorney. You will likely fit under one of these categories, and also categories you don't see on here. An attorney is a friend of someone, a spouse, a parent, business owner, board member, or even an employee. We're not even talking about if my father is on a school board, or my sister is on a school board, or my spouse. Some of us are even married to attorneys. And what happens if you see them on the other side of a case? Interesting. Okay. So in the client-lawyer relationship, the cardinal rule, a lawyer shall not represent opposing parties in the same litigation. Translation to school lawyers, you can't represent the employee, then turn around and represent the school district against the employee, right? If you're on the termination hearing, non-renewal hearings, you have to pick a side. I would also say this would go into the firm. If you have a school district wanting to terminate an employee, it's probably not a good idea if one lawyer is representing the employee and one lawyer is representing the school district.